My name is Birdie, and I'm a medium. That means I can communicate with spirits, amongst other things. I started seeing spirits before I can even remember. I grew up feeling cursed, but now I am taking control of my abilities.
My name is Robert, and I'm an energy worker. That means I'm in tune with the flow of energies that surround us. I'm immersing myself in the paranormal to discover where my path will take me.
Welcome to our Spirit Diaries. Hello, and welcome to the Spirit Diaries. My name is Birdie.
And mine is Robert.
And we are your hosts.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
So I just want to say thank you to our patrons. Thank you to everybody who subscribes on YouTube. Thank you to everybody who follows this podcast and leaves nice, happy ratings. And thank you for all of your support. It's so cool. This podcast has grown so much this year. So we continue, and she's like, okay, we're going to separate you into groups. And I told her, okay, I'd like to be in a group with my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And she's like, nope, that's not how it works here. And that really upset me because the whole reason you came was to be with me.
Right.
I did not want to be alone. I was horrified. I was scared. There was this girl with the attachment, and she just went around the room and was putting people into different groups.
Well, because she just went one, two, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And we were separated, which I was super not happy with because I'm not here to spread my wings. This is not for me. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here to support you. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just hang.
Yeah. So we go into our separate groups. And luckily, the girl with the attachment went to your group. And if she went to my group, I think I would have left because... Yeah. It was so gross. I had never seen an attachment like that and never seen something like actually plugged into someone. Mm-hmm. It was the creepiest thing. And I had heard of attachments and I had heard of an attachment happening, but I had never seen it. And it was, oh my God, even thinking about it, it's just so gross. So I feel so bad for that girl. And I wish I was ballsier at that point because I should have said something from the beginning. But we separate and my group all got together and your group got together. Who wants to share about their group first?
I can go first.
Go ahead.
Our group separated. Birdie's group went into a back bedroom or something.
Yeah, we went into her room.
Yeah, and then my group stayed out in the living room area that the meditation was. We kind of scooted all the chairs out of the way and everyone gathered around. And the main lady started with us. And then I think she eventually went to your group. She just kind of gave us direction on what our exercise was to be.
Mm-hmm.
So our exercise. So to preface this, because she claimed that she believed I was a healer, there was another guy that was there in the group who was sitting in the corner looking super twitchy. He didn't look okay. He looked very sick. And
yeah, he was a little sketchy.
Yeah, he did not look okay. He didn't look okay mentally. He didn't look okay health-wise. He looked like something major was wrong. And he was kind of twitchy. Mm-hmm. He was just eyes darting around the room and he didn't look well.
Well, and she said that he was twitching like that because of all the energy that he was channeling.
Yes, because I found out at that point that he was their best healer. And I was like, oh, great. They're going to partner me with this guy. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That guy was in my group. So I'm like, okay. She's like, I want you guys to meet and talk. And I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, she actually invited you to go to a healing circle with them where they all got naked and went in a river and channeled energy together, and he could teach you how to catch these energy balls, because I guess he kept lurching a hand out and like pulling it back in and lurching another hand out and pulling it back in. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but I guess he was catching energy. And this is where I'm saying these are very opinionated things. Maybe this is how it works for some people, and if it is, I'm incredibly sorry for starting to giggle at this point, but it did look very silly.
Well, 'cause
and while it could be very real, it was very silly to look at.
Like, if you could see the bewilderment on my face when she said he's catching energy, I was like, what the hell is going on? What are you talking about? He's catching energy.
Well, and
I was like, it's just like baseball size energies and he's just shooting out like a freaking ninja catching a fly.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. I could not comprehend what they meant, because in my personal understanding, energy is all around us all the time. The energy raises, the energy lowers. Sometimes it's thicker in certain areas, mm-hmm. but I mean, energy balls flying through the room and you're catching them like a goalie. I was confused.
Based on how I am now, looking back, okay, now I know I can feel energy. I can feel the ebb and flow of it. I understand how it works. I can pull it into myself. I can push it out of myself. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a freaking energy ball shoot across the room, nor have I ever felt urge to chase it like a cat and catch it in midair.
But without it being projected by somebody.
Right.
Like, this would be different if they were like shooting energy across. If somebody was raising energy and forming it into a ball and then tossing it across the room to have somebody catch and absorb, I could get behind that.
Right.
But unsourced energy just randomly forming in the room, turning into a ball and then hurling at him?
Yeah.
Like, who's throwing it at him?
Well, I wish I knew then what I knew now, because it would have been me. I would have been trying to throw energy balls at him.
That's rotten. You cannot say that. We have to cut that out.
Okay.
We won't. We can leave it just so they know how horrible you are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if he needs the energy, here, bud, I'll help you out. He just was not doing great. So we got in our group, and ours was the healing group. And the whole purpose of our group was to put one person in the center, and then everyone gathered around them, closed their eyes, put their hands out, and scanned their body with their hands, which, let me tell you, is incredibly uncomfortable for the person sitting in the middle. I was uncomfortable doing it to other people. They're like, no, you know, you have to. And I'm like, okay. I didn't really super believe in it, because that I don't really have that feeling at that time that I could tell where someone was hurt or injured or try to feel and fix them.
Right. It was almost like a group Reiki session.
Right.
To where you do healing energy from your hands. And I understood what they were trying to say with that mm-hmm. whole thing. And I was not opposed to that aspect. I am not a healer.
Right.
I have very minute amounts of energy. Mm-hmm. So that's like not my thing.
Right.
But basically, yeah, what it was is like a big Reiki healing session.
Right. So the first part of the exercise was that you were supposed to identify and pinpoint exactly where on their body was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were supposed to try to help them fix it. So I did not know anything about it. Did not know how to. I didn't know the word Reiki at that point in time.
No.
I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing or what I was supposed to be looking for. So I started guessing. And I'm a really good guesser. So every time someone sat down, I kind of looked them over based on age, body type, just different things. I assumed where their pain spots might have been.
Mm-hmm.
I think like...
You're so bad.
I think like 3 or 4 of the people in like a group of 10, I guessed knees and back. And they're like, oh my God, you're right. And I'm like, I just wanted to like, you're just going around the circle. Everybody tell what you felt. And it's like, I didn't know. So I just kind of was like, oh, this is maybe it. And they're like, yeah, you're right. And I'm like, damn it. I was hoping you'd be like, no, next. And so we did that. And then they got to the point of me sitting in the chair. And I mean, I'm 19 years old. I feel great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all wired up on Mountain Dew and just sitting here. I'm fine. And they're like, oh, it's your neck. I'm like, no, my neck's fine. They're like, oh, your knee. I was like, one knee?
Oh my God, and did you really?
Yeah, I was like, just one? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, oh,
you're
which
so
one?
Bad. You're so bad.
Well, just, I wanted clarification. And they're like, your left knee. I'm like, nope, that knee's fine. And they're like, oh, maybe it's your right. I'm like, nope, that one's equally fine. And I didn't have anything wrong with me. I didn't want to like I knew this was an exercise, so I want to be like, yeah, you're so right. Yay. I just want to tell him, be like, no,
so
I don't
bad.
I don't have anything wrong with me. So eventually they realize that clearly there's nothing wrong with me. And they're like, okay, next person. And they scooted me on the chair and we continued. But that was really the end of it. They stopped really going in the circle once we got through everybody. Mm-hmm. And we kind of just stood there and looked at each other waiting for our next guidance.
So my group was doing the same thing. We got divided up. We all got in a circle. There was a chair in the middle. And basically, it was like that mass healing session where religions do this too, like the laying of the hands. Reiki is like where you channel energy through your body and push healing, happy energy out into the person to heal them. And a lot of people do believe that Reiki can help emotionally too. Some people claim it helps physically. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot behind that. So if you guys haven't heard of Reiki, it's definitely an interesting research topic. They didn't say the word Reiki, so I didn't know what that was at all. And I was so nervous because we were divided up and they were making everybody go around the same as your group, and you had to say something. You couldn't be like, skip. You had to say something. So we all raised up our hands and somebody sat down and we kind of went through and had to identify what was wrong. So I took this super seriously. I was like, I'm going to try. And I was doing well, but since we were going around in the circle and everybody was saying what they felt, we were all kind of getting the same thing. So I started to feel like a poser at this point because I'm like, I don't want to say what everybody else is saying.
Right.
That's not right. So I'm like, okay, let me channel a little harder. Let me get into this a little bit more and let me actually get some good stuff to say, because I don't want to repeat. Everybody's like, oh, your neck, your neck, your neck, your neck, your neck. Oh, da, 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 da. And it's like, okay, this is boring. I need to validate myself. If this is a real practice session, let me be wrong. Let me be wrong. So this one lady sits down and everybody's scanning her. And I'm like, this is the one. I'm going to connect. Let's do this. So we're all standing there and I don't know if you felt this in our group. I genuinely could feel the energy raise. Mm-hmm. It was pretty wild to be around that many people trying to put out energy. And like I said, I don't have the energy stuff. I am so low on energy. It's not even funny. I take energy from you. Yep. Because I don't produce enough spiritual energy on my own.
It's consensual. I give it.
Thank you. This is really hard for me to do like an energy thing. And it's like people who are just pouring out this much energy, it's like, ooh, let me siphon a little bit back because I can't, I don't have all of this to give. So a lot of times I just stood there with my hands up and I didn't put out energy at all because I just didn't have it. But this lady's sitting down and they're doing their scan of her, and they said, you know, to do it like an x-ray, start at the top, scan all the way down and up. And I sensed some areas on her, whatever, but I'm like, come on, let's channel. And this white spiritual butterfly floated in from the top of the room, and it wasn't real. It was a spirit, and it fluttered all around this lady, and then it landed on her heart, and then it sat on her lap. And it was just sitting there fluttering, and then it slowly disappeared. And I was like, interesting. I can be wrong. I'm going to say it.
Right.
I came here. I'm in a room of strangers. I don't ever have to come back. I'm going to say
right.
There was a butterfly. So they're like, okay, your neck, your back, whatever. We're going around the room. And then it gets to me. And I was like, well, I got something a little bit different. And I was like, can we just say whatever? And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Say it, say it, say it. And I'm like, okay. There's this white butterfly that just came into the room. It's like the size of my hand. I was like, it's bigger than an actual butterfly, but it sort of circled you. It touched your heart. I was like, and then it went into your lap. And that was it. That's all I got. And this lady just starts crying on the spot.
Jeez.
And all these people are looking at me like, what did you say?
Right.
And I was like, I just said it was a white butterfly. I'm like, come on. It was just a white butterfly. What mm-hmm. did? And I didn't know. I was like, what? Crap. I should have just said neck. I should have said back. I was like kicking myself in the face. And She started crying, and the main lady walked into our room because she was circling between the two groups. Mm-hmm. And she had just come into the room to see this happen. And this lady's like, "You don't understand. I asked my daughter who died a month ago to give me a sign." She's like, "And our sign was always a white butterfly. We had this whole thing to where if we ever seen a white butterfly, if either of us died, mm-hmm. it would be each other's sign to each other. And I told no one." She's like, "It was a thing only between me and my daughter. Nobody's ever said that. I have been going to, you know, mediums and psychics ever since she died." Right. She's like, "I just wanted to know that she was okay. I have been waiting for somebody to tell me there was this white butterfly, and you just did that." And this lady left the place.
Yeah.
That was it. She was done. She was sobbing and happy and left. And the main lady gave me such a dirty look. And I felt horrible. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. And I didn't pick up on her daughter. Mm-hmm. I didn't pick up on a spirit. I had no message with it.
Right.
My message was, I seen a white butterfly.
Right.
This is exactly, I wasn't going to speculate. I had no idea the other stuff. That was all on her. And I don't know. I was freaking out. And so after that whole conundrum ended, that lady ended up walking that lady out of the house. She had left both of our groups and went to go console that lady, and they left. And then it was my turn to sit in the center of the circle. And of course, I'm young. I actually was having a lot of medical problems. So I was sort of interested in seeing what was wrong with me. A little bit of backstory. I had been having a lot of issues pretty much since like puberty. I was having severe medical issues, and, you know, I was born with a heart condition. So I was always sort of dealing with chronic illness.
Right.
And at this point, I had been dealing with a lot of health problems. So I had been seeing a ton of doctors. Nobody could figure out what was wrong with me. And I was interested. I was like, "Yeah, tell me what's wrong with me. Because doctors can't do it. Maybe you guys can." And the only thing they were like, "It's your thyroid." And I'm like, "No, I literally just went to the thyroid doctor because I was having all these medical problems. I went to the neurologist." Mm-hmm. Went to a heart doctor, went to endocrinologist, two endocrinologists. I had been hospitalized a few times, run through all the tests there. So I knew it wasn't my thyroid. And they were like guessing and guessing and guessing. They're like, "Oh, your back, your knees, your hips." Yeah. And I'm like, "No, okay, this is stupid. Get me out of the circle." The cool thing was when I was in the circle, I got super hot because of all the energy being pushed in. So that was a cool experience. But no, they didn't know what was wrong with me. So I was like, "All right." I was still like okay with it. So we all got back together in the main group. And as my group's coming out of her bedroom, your group is in chaos. Yeah. And the main lady's like running around the house. "Oh my God, everybody get together. Everybody grab each other's hands. We're doing an exorcism." I freaked out. "Yeah, what? We just came to this group to develop and now we're doing an exorcism? I didn't want anything to freaking do with this." And we're inching towards the door and she's like, "No, we need his healing energy." She did.
I know.
And
I'm like,
she's like, "You don't understand how strong he is. You're the one who's gonna get rid of this." And she was using this voice and I'm like, "What the hell?" And I'm looking around the room. I'm like, "What the heck happened? What the heck happened? What the heck happened?"
It's like,
and
why me? Why not twitchy guy over in the corner who's the most powerful healer in this entire house?
Yeah. I was freaking. And we had tried to leave and she's like, "No, you're staying." And I'm like, I looked at you and I was like, gave you the eye signals of do not open up. Do not open up. And I look over at this lady who had that creepy little dark attachment standing behind her. And the attachment's gone. And I'm like, I was like, "Oh God,
where did it go?"
I'm like, I was like, "Shit, it's gonna find a new host. It's finding a new host. It rode this lady to this meetup of mediums and it's gonna attach to one of us." And I was freaking out. And this main lady gets in the center of the circle. Everybody's holding hands and she's like, "Pump the energy." And what pumping the energy meant is everybody's squeezing each other's hands in a circle. So whenever you feel your hand squeezed, you squeeze the other person's hand on your other side. And basically that's sending the swirling energy around in the circle. I don't know if this is legit or not.
It felt so stupid. Like, it was genuinely, like, at this point in time, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever been a part of.
So, I was scared. This was scary to me. All the lights in the house were out. She had turned them all off. I don't know why we did that. And everybody's squeezing hands. And I'm like, okay, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. So, I'm like, horrified. And I'm like, is this a real exorcism? Is this, like... are they going to put the girl who had the attachment in the center? Is this what's going to happen? But then she was in the circle. And I'm like, why is the one with the attachment in the circle? As we're going around, and I'm staring at this girl. And she's like, a dark entity entered my house tonight. And I'm like, attached to this girl. And she's like, and I think this girl may have brought it. Because she told me she's seen a dark figure in the mirror behind her. And I'm like, oh no shit. I'm right. So yeah. I kind of got a little smile on my face. Because I'm like, yeet.
You looked at me and I was like. Not of approval.
Yeah, so despite the psychoticness, I'm like, oh my god, yeah, I'm right. But anyways, we're going around and I'm like, okay, this girl's about to lay in the center. She's going to float in the room. Is she going to start vomiting? When does the priest come in? Who's throwing the holy water? Do we all get holy water? We're still all grabbing each other's hands. And this woman is in the middle, a full dramatic performance. Her hand goes to the forehead. I see him. He's next to me. It's a man from Skid Row.
And I just want to add at this point, I'm looking at everyone's faces and no one seems shocked or bewildered or anything. This just looks like Tuesday to them. And I'm in my head, I'm like, does this happen every damn time you come to Circle? There's an emergency exorcism of a man from Skid Row.
Well, and I didn't even know what Skid Row was.
Neither did I, because we were not old.
And I'm like, how does she know this shadow attachment came from Skid Row? Where's Skid Row? I was like, oh my god, this is the name of a road in hell. Make a note. I didn't know. So we're going around and she's like, and this man, he likes to ride motorcycles. And I'm like, wait. This shadow figure's a man? It looks pretty genderless to me.
And this is not a voice that Birdie is putting on. This woman was talking this way. She had a normal talking voice, and then she started talking like this for some reason. And I'm like, there's no exaggeration there. She started talking this way.
Yeah. And she's like, he rides motorcycles. He wears all leather and it hangs in straps from him. And she's like, I see him. He's standing before me. And at this point, my clairvoyance was on point. My clairvoyance has kind of, it goes through phases. I get really clairvoyant at times where I can see spirits pretty clearly. Other times it goes away to where it's not as strong. It kind of goes on cycles. Mm-hmm. As I kind of go through like a wheel of rotation of which is... the way I get information sometimes. At this point, my clairvoyance was like at 110%. There was nobody freaking there. That shadow attachment was no longer there, not in the house. It was not human.
Right.
And so I'm like, why? At this point, I'm getting nervous because I'm like, she's straight up lying.
Yeah.
She's a liar. Like, there is nobody from Skid Row standing in front of her. I was also looking at everybody else's faces, and they did. They all had the expression of, here's another Tuesday with Linda. Like, I don't know if that was her name, but that's kind of what it felt like.
Well, it just was ridiculous because this lady's sitting here describing Uncle Jesse from Full House. And
oh, no, shoot.
Like, I'm just like,
oh, man.
I'm just like, this can't be real. When is this ending? There's no snacks. I'm mad.
So it goes on and on and on. And she's like, raise the energy. It's raising. I feel it within me. And I'm like, she has rode the Haunted Mansion way too many times because she sounds just like, what is her name? Madame Lerona?
Something like that.
Or she sounds like the lady in the crystal ball. Leona? I think it might be Leona.
Yeah, maybe.
She sounds just like that lady. And I mean, the Haunted Mansion scared the crap out of me as a kid, so I don't like that voice. It's creepy. I don't like it. Don't do it. But anyway, she's going on and on and on. She's like slowly going to the ground. Her arms are waving in the air. He's almost gone. My energy is shriveling. Oh, one last push. He's gone. Oh, the energy's lifted. Doesn't it feel better? Do you all feel it? Do you feel the archangels around us? They're here with you. Thank you, Michael, for using your sword. And I'm like, whoa, wait, there was an angel in here too? I'm like, I would be down. I would be down. If there's an archangel in this room, I want to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's up? What's life like? I heard angels are kind of creepy at times.
Right.
Are you kind of creepy? Is it, you know, I heard angels, you know, get a little sketchy sometimes. Are you a little sketchy? Like, I'm down to learn. I want to know if there's an archangel in the room with us. Why this house of all times? Like, that's crazy. Like, I mean, I know crazy things can happen. Like, why was there a demon in our apartment? I don't know. Why'd you pick our apartment? I don't know. But like, so if there's an archangel here, I'm down to believe it. Sure. Why not? Why couldn't there be? But there was nothing. Nobody was impressed. Nobody else was feeling it. So I knew I wasn't alone. Maybe my senses have failed me. Maybe there is something here. No, nobody was feeling anything. She's like, the energy lifted. Her husband is standing in the fucking corner of the room and the lights are on a dimmer. And as she's like, the energy's lifted, his little grubby hands.
Yeah, this was Bill's one job.
His little grubby hands slowly turn up the lights to where the lights slowly raise in the room. And she's like, oh. And it's like, wait a second, for real? What, did we just do this? And at this point, I'm disappointed because I'm like, I came here for help. And this lady just did the most dramatic performance of her life. Like,
but then she snapped back up and was like, okay, see you guys next week.
Yeah.
And like, that was
the ender. That was what ended the session. There was no like closing remarks. There was no talking about what happened in the healing circles. It was, oh God, here's this huge event. All right, bye. Thank you guys. And then she collected money on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, we paid for our performance.
Yes.
And I felt really dumb. I felt used. I felt embarrassed. And as we're going out, I still just had so many questions. And I thought, you know, maybe I was wrong. Maybe there was, maybe Uncle Jesse was rolling around on the ground next to her.
Not to mention that as soon as we were getting ready to leave, you looked at me and you're like, oh, and that girl, the thing's back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I know.
I was like, oh, man.
Well, because I thought maybe, you know, there was, I thought maybe there was a chance. Maybe she was talking about something different.
Right.
Maybe while I was in the other healing circle, an entity did enter the house.
Right.
Maybe I didn't see it. Maybe it was invisible to me. That has happened before. I'm not perfect. I'm not the best medium who's ever lived. I'm probably really far from it. Like, I know I'm not all knowing. I'm not all seeing. I'm not the standard. Like, I'm no one. So who am I to say this wasn't real? So that's right. Kind of where I was at. And the attachment was back on the lady, and we kind of let everybody leave. And at the end, I said, hi, you know, my name's Birdie. I think I'm a medium. And she just looked at me with like this disapproving look. She's like, and that's, she did that.
Yeah, I remember.
And I was like, oh, well, I was like, I've seen spirits. And she's like, shh. And she put up her finger and she's like, you. And she looks at Robert and she's like, you are the most powerful healer I've ever seen. We need you in this circle. We need your energy. She's like, you are so much stronger than her. And she gives me this look and she's like, and you, she's like, you came here to be a part of this. And you're like, nah, I came here to be with my girlfriend.
Yep.
And you're like, because she's a medium. And the lady's like, no. I was like,
yep, she is.
She's like, I don't sense it on you. I'm like, you can sense mediumship? Really? That's crazy. Sometimes I can tell if people are sensitive, but not always. That's a skill. That's pretty cool. And then I was like, really? I never knew Robert was a healer. And I'm half in belief. I'm half in disbelief. I really wasn't sure where I was on this. And she's like, you have nothing. And she looks at me and says that. And my heart shattered because I felt like I was standing in front of my parents. I felt like I was standing in front of the priest. Mm-hmm. You don't see spirit. And I just, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is all I needed. I'm crazy. And we're getting ready to leave. And I was like, by the way, that lady has an attachment. I was like, and it's still there. And right. We left. And that was kind of like my little view.
Right.
And because as we were leaving, I'm like, no, screw this lady. The one lady had to leave the session because of what I told her. Mm-hmm. And everybody seemed surprised. And I mean, the girl had seen an attachment. I've seen the attachment before. They even mentioned she's seen something behind her in a mirror. And it's like, no, there. I have to have something. There's no way this is nothing. Fine, I accept it. I'm not a medium, but I have something.
Right.
And I need to figure it out. Turns out I left my wallet there and I had to go back and get it. So I was pretty sure she was going to rob me and steal my identity. So luckily, I don't think my identity has been stolen yet. And she didn't take the cash out of my wallet. So I'm grateful for that. And we never went back. So that was my first experience. And it really, truly, wholeheartedly and honestly, it completely broke my heart.
Yeah, and the entire way home, I remember just telling you that was the dumbest thing ever. Like, that lady was just not, I feel like, 100% with what she was telling you. It seemed like a show. It was weird and iffy. I remember telling you, don't take it to heart, because I didn't believe for a second that you weren't a medium. There was just too much evidence that we had collected and too many experiences that we had had for you to doubt yourself just because of some one lady that you'd never met before being a butthole.
Why do you think she did that?
I personally at the time thought it was just like an intimidation thing.
Yeah.
You are a good medium, and I think it brings out a little bit of intimidation in people sometimes. And I've seen it happen, especially up to this point, several times throughout the years.
Yeah.
And I think it was just, she was scared. You were supposed to come to her house and praise her, and you got more than she got before her theatrical performance. And I think she didn't like that people were looking at you for information.
Oh my God.
And it was just one of those things where it's like,
do you think because I caused a scene, she did the whole performance thing?
Potentially. I mean, her husband, Bill, was ready with the dimmer, so maybe this was just like a...
It was probably... They probably did that nearly every time, because he was genuinely standing at the dimmer, ready to shut off the lights and turn on the lights for this.
Yeah, it could have been just an emergency plan B, because someone was stealing her spotlight.
I don't feel like I steal people's spotlight. I don't feel like I intimidate people. I genuinely... Oh, I have full body chills. I really wanted help. I still feel like I would love like a mentor, or at this point, I guess I don't need a mentor anymore. I'd love a community of people to talk to. And I think that's why another reason I want to start this podcast mm-hmm. is to talk about it, because I have tried so hard to find people to talk to about it. And you'll hear as more stories go on, this was not the last circle I went to. And I'm not a very well-liked person, and I know that. I don't know. I must give off really bad vibes. People don't like me.
You don't give off bad vibes. I, from firsthand experience, have seen that people get intimidated by you because they're not sure how to take you. And especially in those type of situations where there's clearly like walking into a situation where there's a hierarchy, the person at the top doesn't like any type of competition. And when you walk in and give information that either no one else has done or you surprise the room, that person's always like, whoa, wait a second, type of thing.
Yeah. And I just want to learn. I just wanted to have acceptance. And I was just trying to be honest. Like, I definitely didn't want to steal the show from anybody. That's not my intent. I don't want attention. Like, I don't want any of it. I just wanted to know, like, how I could control it to stop having scary things happen at night.
Right.
Like, I just wanted to sleep. I wanted you to sleep. And if I knew how to use it, maybe we could finally sleep. Like, and that's pretty much it. I wish it worked out. I was so hopeful for that moment. And after that, I felt defeated again. And I felt like an outcast of outcast of outcast.
Right.
And I didn't know what I was. And honestly, her telling me that I had nothing really messed with my psyche. And I doubted myself even more than I had before. Sad. So, what I do want to say is if you guys are looking for circles, if you try one out and it is not for you, don't give up. Try again. There's, especially now with, I feel like there's been an awakening of spirituality and mediumship and all of this like stuff lately. I guarantee you there are multiple groups, especially if you live in a mainstream area, mm-hmm. to where you can get together and practice. And they're not all like this. There's some really cool circles, especially now in the age of the internet. Mm-hmm. There are so many that happen online. There's so many people who run them through like Patreon. They're in, I mean, there's just in YouTube or like Discord. There's
I've seen a lot of them that are online to where you don't even have to leave your home.
Yeah. And I've done a few of those. We can talk about that in the future. So if you don't find a group that's right for you, don't give up. Like, try again. There's so many groups out there who believe in different things. And there's groups out there who, you know, are faith-based to where it's certain religion circles. So religion plus mediumship, or you know, witchcraft plus mediumship, or witchcraft just in general, or just like religious groups. You know, there's so many types of groups to where if you try a few and they just don't mesh with you, try again. I was under the impression at this point in my life, like, this is the only one, this is where everybody goes, and I don't fit in here, I don't belong, I messed up, I made a woman cry, I made a woman leave, I seen another lady who was just all sorts of messed up, I didn't do anything to help her,
right.
I pointed at it and went, ew, gross, yucky, and that was pretty much it, and I felt bad about that, because it's like, was I supposed to say something? What am I supposed to do? Like, how do you handle this? I didn't know how to get rid of attachments, I didn't know what to do, I didn't know what to say, and honestly, I was terrified of her, because I didn't want it to touch me.
Right.
And it's like, I came here for help. I didn't come here to get another creepy thing. And I kind of felt like that lady failed her by, the girl went to the house to get help and she did left just as much trouble as she came in with.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad. And she was told it was fine. It was gone. So that's where we're going to leave it today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and thanks for listening to The Spirit Diaries.
Thank you.
Thank you.